I love that song. If you've not heard the whole song, please go on YouTube and type in NZ Trillion, as in trillion dollars worth of debt. Say no to the vaccine. Hello, people. This is Dr. Carly. Welcome back to What's Ailing America. Very happy to be on the mainstream RBN site. And we're going to continue to spread the truth no matter who it offends. On the show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world. We have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons, nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent. And now, of course, we have the National Defense Authorization Act and the drones and all the rest of it. We can be arrested and taken off to a gulag without even having charges against us. You know, it's really amazing how all these people are supporting Obama when this is what he has done. But, of course, it doesn't matter because both of the mainstream candidates are puppets anyways. We have no choice. All we get is evil. And, of course, our quote-unquote representatives are committing treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, are suppressing the natural solutions to all of these problems already available. Free energy, natural solutions to disease. Of course, the mainstream you need to do is to stay away from the white coats if you don't want to have a disease. But there are natural solutions that have been around for a very long time that are being suppressed. And when I realized that, that's when I left the medical mafia. Very important for all of you to check things out for yourselves. We've been lied to about everything. So I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. Check things out for yourself. Because it could save your life. And if you don't have your life and health, you have nothing. So it's very important for you to, you know, do your research. Don't believe the people with all the letters behind their names because they are propagandized and are selling you out for cash so they can keep their licenses, their bar license, their medical license, whatever the case may be. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. And we're back. What's Ailing America? And let me just finish my intro. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites, drcarly.com or reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me, so that their brains can start to work and they can actually use thinking, critical thinking, and logic as they're presenting with nothing but lies from the mainstream media. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on my ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com. That's drcarly@gmail.com. Or calling me at 828-294-0662. Between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, any day of the week. My toll-free number, which works from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, is 888-321-6751. If you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows, so if you are able to call me on the toll-free number, please call me on that number instead because my Skype contact list is just too enormous. I do not practice medicine or give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. In addition to archives of my shows on RBN being on RBN, I also have another site that archives of my shows on various networks can be found, and that is thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 877-488-5350. Very important that you mute your phone while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking, which today will be just me because I have a lot of issues I have to cover. And please, of course, support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. I also strongly suggest that if you have not yet purchased for yourself a colloidal silver generator to protect yourself from all the emerging bugs, that you go to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and click on the link section, and you will learn about the colloidal silver generator that I use. Just in my local paper today, charlotteobserver.com, on page 1, V as in Victor, there's an article about disease killing hundreds of deer. Isn't it funny how this is happening right as hunting season is starting? And they're telling us about a gnat, G-N-A-T, gnat, that spreads a disease which makes animals bleed internally. In other words, a hemorrhagic plague. And they're doing the same thing in Africa. Ebola is another hemorrhagic plague. But this is a situation that's happening here in North Carolina and I'm sure in other places. And it's causing the deer to hemorrhage into their organs and to drop dead on the spot. And apparently they're finding hundreds of deers. They're just letting us know about this today. What's going on here, people? And, of course, the amazing thing is that they're telling people that you can't be affected by the virus. So it's okay. If you kill a deer and, you know, sacrifice it and find out that it's got this hemorrhagic situation, go ahead and eat the deer. It's okay. Everything's okay. You know, you can't make this stuff up. It's unbelievable. And I am sure that this is yet another biowarfare experiment. As I said, very strange that they're unleashing it right at the start of the hunting season. Because, of course, many hunters, they're not just people that like to kill animals. They actually hunt so that they can get food for their families. And they're telling people, go ahead and eat it. It's just unbelievable. But if you flood your body with colloidal silver, even if you do something that's insane, you'll probably survive. Otherwise, I'm not too sure. Okay, today's show, the answer to what's ailing America is going to be truth called hate speech by demons. And I'll get into that in a few minutes. And this involves an email that I got from the UK, which is so hilarious. I just love to know that the demons are gnashing their teeth at my information, and I'm sent insulting things, and it's supposed to make me, I don't know, feel bad, have my feelings hurt. No, not happening, not working. Instead, I know I'm right over the target. But before I get to that, a few other things I want to mention. Amazingly, or maybe not, in today's Charlotte Observer on page 31A, there is an entire page advertisement showing Billy Graham in his younger days. And it says here it's a paid advertisement by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And oh, by the way, a week or two ago, Billy Graham's website announced, and this was also reported in the paper, that although he had Mormonism listed as a cult on his website, all of a sudden now he's determined Mormonism is not a cult. So it's funny how these things can change. But this is what Billy's telling us today. The legacy we leave behind for our children, grandchildren, and this great nation is crucial. As I approach my 94th birthday, I realize this election could be my last. I believe it is vitally important that we cast our ballots for candidates who base their decisions on biblical principles and support the nation of Israel. Now, I don't know what biblical principles he's talking about, but, you know, the Bible talks about the synagogue of Satan and, you know, Jesus coming out against the Jews who are not Jews and things of that nature. So this is kind of obvious that Billy and I'm sure John Hagee and Pat Robertson, all of these Christian quote-unquote minions are trying to get us to believe that Mitt Romney's our man. And, of course, it doesn't matter who's elected. Anyways, I wouldn't even waste the gas it costs to go to vote, although there is this quote-unquote third-party candidate that's running who is actually extremely excellent. I heard him in a third-party debate. Gary Johnson, ex-governor of, I believe, New Mexico, who's talking about a lot of good things. Of course, he can't go all the way there. He can't talk about depopulation and things of that nature. But if I believe that, you know, voting for that guy would make a difference, you know, I would waste the gas. But, of course, he's being hidden from the public. And most of the public is so mind-controlled that they're going to hang on to their Republican or Democrat hats and just walk that walk and end up with another puppet. And it doesn't matter anyways, because the psychopaths who control the world will decide who's going to be president, who gets to have all those perks and going on never-ending vacations and things of that nature. The actual voters have no say in the matter whatsoever. And I'm sure, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here. Listeners to RBN know what's going on. Okay. And I have a little quote here. A nation of sheep begets a government of wolves. Edward Murrow, American broadcast journalist, 1908 to 1965. Back in the day where we actually had a mainstream media who occasionally told the truth. Okay, before I get to today's subject, a couple more things out of the news. Page 28A in today's paper. And this is all over the internet. A lot of people have already sent it to me. Marines, police, prep with mock zombie invasion. What is it with this zombie thing? Why are they continuing to throw this zombie thing in our face? What is up with that? Okay, and this is out of San Diego. An untold number of so-called zombies are heading to a counterterrorism summit attended by hundreds of Marines, Navy special ops, soldiers, police, firefighters, and others to prepare them for their worst nightmares in San Diego. This is a very real exercise, said Brad Barker, president of Halo Corporation, a security firm hosting the training demonstration. And this is going to occur on a 44-acre Paradise Point Resort Island on a San Diego bay. Hundreds of military, law enforcement, and medical personnel will observe the Hollywood-style production of a zombie attack as part of their emergency response training. Called the Zombie Apocalypse, the exercise follows the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's campaign launched last year that urged Americans to get ready for a zombie apocalypse as part of a catchy public health message about emergency preparedness. And of course, we're talking about my medical school classmate who graduated with me in 1987, who now works for the CDC. Isn't it amazing how this minion and I came out of the same medical school class? Okay, there's that music. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned. And we're back with Sunselling America. This is Dr. Carly. And I encourage all of you that are listening, if you'd like to call in at any time. I don't have a guest today. I'm just going to be going through some issues solo. So if you'd like to call in, make a comment or ask a question, please feel free to do so. I love to talk to the listeners. especially the RVN listeners who pretty much know what's going on. So, once again, the number to call in is 877-488-5350. Feel free to call in at any time. Okay, before the break, I was talking about this article, the Marines and the police and on a number of other, you know, quote-unquote first responders are meeting in San Diego to have a drill against the zombie apocalypse. What's going on? And I've talked many times on the show about this minion, Ali Khan, who I graduated from Downstate Medical Center with in 1987. He's on the CDC website. He wrote his social media comments about the coming zombie apocalypse. Now, of course, their excuse now is that if people prepare for a zombie apocalypse, then they should be pretty much ready for anything. But one has to ask oneself the question, what is it about them using zombies? Like, where did this come from? You picture a bunch of people in the CDC sitting around and saying, okay, what should we publicize now? Oh, how about zombies, okay? It's so bizarre. You can't even imagine them doing this, but they are doing it, and it's everywhere. National Public Radio, which is, of course, primarily funded by minion Bill Gates, who is, you know, one of these population reduction guys. They have this series every Friday called Science Friday. And I'm on their email list just to see what they're up to. And the email I got on Thursday to tell me what was on Friday, on Science Friday, one of their stories was about a book which this journalist, Matt Kaplan, has written of real-life zombies in Haiti and how rabies infection could explain the vampire's aversion to garlic and sunlight. The name of the book is Medusa's Gaze and the Vampire's Bite. Now, this is very important because immediately as soon as I read this, I realized, okay, this is truth. They're combining the zombies with the people that are infected with rabies. And as I've mentioned on many of my prior shows through the last few months, I have a document from the Wistar Institute, which has received $500,000 from the NIH to not only weaponize rabies, but make it able to be spread by aerosol. Aerosol meaning chemtrails. Okay. So basically, you know, they're putting it in our face, and that's what these monsters have to do, apparently. As long as they tell us what they're doing, it can be in fiction books, it can be in the movies, it can be in certain documents, like the documents you can find at stopthecrime.net. I had Deborah Tavares on my show 2 weeks ago. If you have not checked out that website, you need to check out that website. Read some of these documents, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, the NASA documents where they talk about what they're researching now, smart deaths, which can not only infect you with nanotechnology, but can actually eat your lungs. You know, this is what they're doing. This is what we're paying our taxes for. And there's lots of good articles on that site. Of course, you know, a lot of people are too afraid to even check this stuff out. They'd rather just turn on television and, you know, drink a few cold ones and pretend none of this is actually happening. But, of course, that's not going to save you. You must check things out for yourself. Your very life, your very existence. The future of humanity is at stake. Because these monsters intend to depopulate the Earth by 90%, according to the Georgia Guidestones and the Agenda 21 of the UN. Who are they to decide who's going to be depopulated? I say they be depopulated, because guess what? We already have free energy. We have solutions to everything they've done, and all of their stuff can be reversed. if we get rid of them, because they are the ones that are suppressing the natural things in the first place. So this is a very important reality that we have to deal with. And I always say, I don't claim to have all the solutions, but I do know that doing nothing certainly is not working. Okay, on the show I did with Deborah Tavares, she mentioned a movie, The Cabin in the Woods. I strongly suggest you check out that movie, folks. I got it from Netflix. And it's very eye-opening as to the kinds of things that are actually going on, especially under the CIA. And it's all true. Okay, folks, there's music. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And we're back with Plus Healing America. Our answer today is Truth Called Hate Speech by Demons. And I will get to that subject in a moment. I have a couple other news issues I want to bring forward to you from my local Charlotte Observer. But, of course, these things are all over the media and the Internet. And they should be very disturbing to you. But I know there's so much corruption and fraud in our face. I mean, where do you begin? You have to get to the root of the tree of evil. There's too many branches, too many leaves. They are hurting us in every way you can possibly imagine. And, of course, doing nothing is only making matters worse. Now, on Thursday, October 25th, page 9A, check it out for yourself, charlotteobserver.com. There was an article, scientists create embryos with genes from three people. Okay, so now, as they're doing their designer babies, their infertility, which of course most of the infertility is caused by vaccines to begin with, as is admitted in a book I have entitled Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines, published by NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, their life sciences division in 1980s, where they admit that they've been doing experiments to make women infertile for decades. They're putting chorionic gonadotropin, an enzyme hormone that women make when they get pregnant. They're putting that into vaccines. Women become allergic to it. And so, of course, once they get pregnant, they have a spontaneous abortion. So we know why the massive infertility is happening. The powers that be want to make it where they control who's able to procreate. Eventually, poor women won't be able to get pregnant if they have, you know, anything to say about it. You will have to pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to have the mad scientists make your embryo in a petri dish. And, of course, once you're dealing with the mad scientists, you don't know what they're actually doing, and you don't know that it's even going to be your child. But in this article, they talk about the fact that they are actually now making embryos with genes from three people. So, of course, they're claiming that if there's defective genes, they can replace the defective genes with genes from a third person and make you a really nice little embryo. And, of course, yeah, that's pretty scary stuff because I would not trust the mad scientists as far as I could throw them. Excuse me. Then we have another study on the same page, 9A, from October 25th, that aspirin may treat colon cancer. And you got to love this. I mean, aspirin, they pretty much made it into a vitamin. They claim that it's going to, you know, prevent you from having life-threatening damage. If you're having a heart attack, you should run to your medicine cabinet and start chewing on some aspirin. of course, aspirin, the base that they make aspirin from is coal tar, which is a carcinogen to begin with. But now they're trying to make people believe that it may treat colon cancer. So take a drug that has a base that causes cancer and, you know, chew on this stuff and swallow it in order to allegedly treat colon cancer. You know, you can't make this stuff up. Of course, the whole cancer thing, what they're doing is ignoring the cause. We don't want to look at the cause, especially the fact that no vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer. Can't get into that. Can't talk about the pesticides and the radiation and nuclear medicine studies and all the other stuff they're doing to cause cancer. Let's chew on some aspirin, okay? And let's keep getting those mammograms every year and all the rest of it. Because if you realize what they're really doing, you know, you may rise up and say, we're not going to take this anymore. And it's easier if they keep you sick, because then you can't rise up. Okay, October 26, 2012, page 3A. The headline is, 300 claim they were abused by a BBC star. Police say that this guy, Saville, Jimmy Saville, was among the worst sex offenders in recent British history. He also, as most of these minions do, targeted troubled youths whose credibility would be questioned if they reported abuse. And, amazingly, he... 300 victims have come forward with accusations against this monster. And he was also a well-known children's TV and radio host, but they waited until he was dead. And once he was dead, that's when they came forward and said, oh, yeah, it turns out this guy was a real piece of work, abusing children, 300 children, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, high-level Mason. Obviously, involved in the global pedophile scandal. Nothing can be done against him now because he's dead. So, you see, this is how they work. And this is what makes people believe that they're actually going after these monsters. Because they published an article that he was he's abused over 300 children. But there's nothing that can be done to him now because he's dead. But yet we have an article so people will believe that the authorities are on the job. Because, of course, as we all know, anybody that's listened to Dave McGowan, who's been a guest on my show, or Nick Bryant, who wrote the book The Franklin Scandal, the high-level pedophiles are everywhere, in government, in corporations, etc. They're everywhere, and they are actually protected by the FBI and other agencies. And this is something you have to face because your children could be next. And I've been down that road, and let me tell you, it's very hard to survive the knowing that your child has been attacked in such a way because it causes lifelong devastation. Okay, and we have another really uplifting article from October 26 on page 5A. FBI says man planned to cook woman. The feds say the New York City police officer targeted 100 victims to kidnap and eat. Isn't it nice to know these are the kind of police we have on the job in New York City? Oh, yes. A New York City police officer was charged Thursday with using a law enforcement database and fetish chat rooms to dream up a plot to torture women, cook them, and eat their body parts. Gilberto Valle left a trail of emails, instant messages, and computer files detailing his bizarre cannibalism scheme, according to a criminal complaint which identified two women as victim one and victim two. One document found on his computer was entitled Abducting and Cooking, Victim One, a blueprint. The file also had the woman's birth date and other personal information and a list of materials needed, including a car, chloroform, and rope. He was thinking of tying her body onto some kind of apparatus, cook her over low heat, keep her alive as long as possible, and then eat her, okay? And this is somebody that was working for the New York City Police Department. He was to appear in federal court in Manhattan on Thursday to face charges of kidnapping, conspiracy, and unauthorized use of law enforcement records. The name of his attorney was not immediately available, and no one answered the door to his home in a quiet Queens neighborhood. So just important to know. You know, I mean, I've talked about before on my shows that here in North Carolina, we have cops killing people at least one every 2 weeks. There's been three police officers, actually, that have been found to have raped women after they pull them over. They pull them over and then rape them. Okay? So these are our police that we have on the job. But that's not bad enough. Now they're kidnapping women because they want to eat them. I mean, it's so dark, and I hate to lay this on you. I know it's very hard to hear these things. But this is what's going on. They are actually looking for psychopaths. They have tests that they do, both for, you know, becoming a doctor, the MCATs, which is a test everybody takes to become a potential medical student, the LSATs, the same thing for potential law students, all these different tests that they are taking of people are actually designed to find the psychopaths, the killers, the evil people. That's what they want. And yet, we pay our tax dollars to employ these people. And yet, when they do all kinds of heinous things, I mean, this guy got arrested. I'm sure it was probably for the shock value, to shock the public and make them say, wow, this is really heinous. But most of the time, the police officers that are killing people, they get off scot-free. That's how it works. Because they can do whatever they want. Really pretty disgusting. Okay. One last thing I wanted to cover before I bring up the email that gave me today's title for my show was an interview I did for this Green Heritage Journal. And this individual, Michael Spoden, wanted me to be interviewed so he could publish my responses in his Green Heritage Journal, which is on the internet. And basically, the main question he wanted to ask me was, please tell us what you found out about the polio vaccines that take place here in the U.S. and overseas. Because, of course, you know, the word has come out from India that, in fact, I forget how many hundreds of thousands of children I've actually come down with polio after getting the polio vaccine. And so as this information is, you know, going around, so people are, you know, asking questions about the polio vaccine. And so I was asked, please tell us what you found out about the polio vaccines that take place here in the U.S. and overseas. And my answer was, They are bioweapons, like all other vaccines. In other words, what I'm trying to get people to realize, yes, certain vaccines, dangers come out, you know, the Gardasil is in the news a lot. You know, don't ask me about just that vaccine. They're all bioweapons. Period. So that's what I'm basically trying to tell them is, you know, why are you asking me about polio? Yeah, polio vaccines cause polio. All the vaccines cause the actual disease that they're supposed to protect you against, but unfortunately, they also corrupt your immune system and cause all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. So then I'm asked the question, could you give us a figure on how many children have been affected horrifically by this unresolved issue? And the answer is no, because almost all vaccine-induced diseases are denied to have been caused by the vaccines in the first place, despite the fact that the U.S. Code, Title 42, Chapter 300AA-25, I've talked about that before on my show, basically has provisions to report vaccine-induced diseases, vaccine-related illnesses, disabilities, and conditions where deaths occur. And although I asked the CDC 12 years ago to give me a list of those problems, of course I have not received an answer to that question for 12 years. And this is because of the massive conflicts of interest and corruption involving the vaccine-promoting agencies, as exposed in the article A Dragon by the Tail, posted at whale.to/vaccines/Reagan, R-E-A-G-A-N, .html. If you have not read that document, it's the most amazing research into the conflict of all these agencies, the CDC, the NIH, Gates's group, I mean, all of them. They're all committing fraud, and they actually use each other's fraud to back up each other in terms of promoting vaccines as being a good thing. Pretty amazing stuff. I mean, it's actually a self-evident document of how science has been totally corrupted. And this is a very important thing to realize because, of course, they're using science to talk you into getting chemo and radiation for cancer, when those things cause cancer. Okay, so I'm asked about the polio vaccination, the oral polio vaccine, and of course, you may not realize, but that vaccine was actually realized in the 1980s to be the way that people were getting polio. So they stopped giving it here, but they shipped it over to third world countries. And that's how they're giving the children there polio. Okay, folks, there's music. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned. Sailing America, and I just want to read one more thing from this interview I did for the Green Heritage Journal, because this is a question that's asked a lot, and I like to try to arm people with responses to the insane questions about vaccinations. You know, basically people are believing that injecting the very bad thing that's supposed to be causing the problem directly into your bloodstream is going to protect you, not to mention it's got all kinds of other toxins in it. But I was asked, in closing, let me ask, do we have any safe alternatives besides vaccines to help our kids stay safe from debilitating or fatal diseases? And my answer is, eat organic food, drink clean water. Colloidal silver kills all organisms ever tested without creating resistant organisms. There are also homeopathic remedies that can be used. So, of course, the answer is do good things. Don't inject poisons into your bloodstream. It's so simple, but, you know, I was hoodwinked as well. The way I got into the whole vaccine thing was when my only son was brain damaged from vaccines 15 years ago because I believed the propaganda too. So I always like to make people aware of the fact that, you know, I was hoodwinked, don't feel bad, you know, but back in those days there was no internet, there was no research, there was no place to go to find out the truth. You really owe it to your children to spend at least as much time researching vaccines as, you know, painting the nursery, because this is a process, a condition that could destroy their lives forever. I mean, I do have a protocol that reverses these conditions, but it's much better not to get hit by the bus than just get patched up after you get hit by the bus. And that's the message I'm trying to get people to realize is stop doing these things. You know, use your intuition. Let your body heal yourself. Do natural things. You know, that's the way to go. Okay. Now I want to get into an email that I received today. And this is what gave me the idea for the title of today's show, What's Ailing America? The Truth Called Hate Speech by Demons. And this is an email, and I get these probably maybe once a month, maybe a little bit less often, but it cracks me up when I get emails like this. So I'm going to go through this email. From Simon James in the UK. I won't give out his actual email address, but if he's listening, I certainly do invite him to call in. And the article was, or the email was entitled, Consult Fees. And, okay, there's the music. We're going to the break. We'll be back after these messages, and I'll continue. Stay tuned.